Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perk Design Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel. Shishi was a Chavan Josevi Kogon Bikar of Mamish. Are we discussing wooden Kalim? When is it in their processing or in their being made that they're Ilum Kabal Toma? So Mishnah tells us Salam Shal Eitz, wooden baskets. This is what we usually call wicker baskets. Misha Yachsoim Viyakanev. From when he closes it off and he trims them, because they're basically made out of thin twigs. And when he finishes weaving the entire thing, he closes off that last weave. That's Misha Yachsoim. Then he trims all the different reeds that were used for making it. Only then it's able to use his basket, so then it's Eidim Kabal Toma. However, Shal Tamara, if it's made out of palm leaves, Afal Bishal Loikinev Mifnim, even though he didn't trim the leaves on the inside, Tommy Eidim Kabal Toma Shekin Mekaimin, because it left like that. These palm leaves are pretty soft, so they don't have an issue leaving them on the inside, and therefore, even though they weren't trimmed, it's Eidim Kabal Toma. What about the following? Kalkala, this is a small basket that also has a string attached to it, so it's only Eidim Kabal Toma, Misha Yachsan Vikanev, Vigmar Sataloya. For when it's closed off, the things are trimmed, and he finishes the rope hanging thing, because that's the way that it's used. On to more kalim, base haleginin. This is a special case of sorts for leginin, which are like glass flasks or bottles of sorts. And ubesa kaisais, a similar type of case that's meant for holding cups. Afal pi shaloi kinev mibifnim, even though it's not trimmed from the inside, tomi tzeinu kabal toma shekin mekaimin, because left like that, since this is not carried around with stuff in it, it's just meant for storing bottles and cups, even though there's sharp twigs poking the inside, not a problem, and therefore it's tzeinu kabal toma from then, even without trimming off those edges. Moving on to mishnah gimel, hakinoinin hakatanim, small kinoinin, which are basically bean sifters. Makalosois, these are little baskets that women would carry around their knickknacks in. Misha Yachsan Vikanev, they're also only Mikabal Toma once that final weave is closed off and the edges are trimmed. Now into a different type of basket, which was made not by weaving different twigs or reeds or whatnot together. Rather, they would take a thick rope that was made out of reeds and twigs and other things like that, but the idea is that it's a rope. They would wind it around itself until they had a solid base, and then they would continue taking this rope and then start winding it around the top edge of the base, adding one layer onto another, and that built up the wall. So that's what Mishnah tells us. Kanoin hagdoilim, large sifters, vasugin hagdoilim, and large bins or baskets. Mishiyasa shnei durim l'roichav shalahem. Their makabel toma already when two durim, two coils or two levels of the walls are made around the base, because already then it's usable. Now yam nafukvara, we already had this term before. This yam is the screen of the sifter or the sieve. Kavshal znayim and the pan of a balance scale. These are makabel toma. Mishiyasa dur echad l'roichav shalahem. Even though only one coil or one layer is placed around the base, since it's meant to be shallow, it's only supposed to have a short wall, to say Eidim Kabal Toma already then. And let's continue discussing more types of baskets. They were basically made by taking rings of rope and adding them onto each other, and that's the way the wall was built up. It's not like the previous thing where it was one very long rope just constantly being wound around itself. These are individual rings of rope that are placed on top of each other. That's the way the basket was built. So the Mishnah tells us a kupa, this basket, Mishiasa shteit sfiras l'rechav shela, when two rings are added onto its base. V'arok, this is a type of basket which is rectangular, Mishiasa but sfira achas, only one ring has to be added to the top in order for it to be considered a kli, because anyway, this is meant to be shorter with lower walls, so already even just with one ring, it's able to be Kabal Toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalin Hey, discussing leather kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.